We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
Kyle Hendricks, I don't know what he can pull off, because whatever costume he would wear or wardrobe he would choose, he's always going to look like somebody's accountant.
There's about $3,000 missing, and we're trying to figure out where it went.
Well, it's probably just some accounting error.
It is not an accounting error. Well, it's not my accounting error.
This is the first I've heard of it. I like it that way.
He didn't go flashy. He was just a black t-shirt, but he had multiple chains. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, man.
Yeah.
Mr. Dartmouth over here.
Right, like, right. Exactly.
I'm a nerd. So am I.
He's a black belt in karate.
And a scratch golfer and a top three Cy Young finisher. We know. He's more talented than all of us.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Do you think his black belt in karate is sufficient enough to get him through more than half of his teammates?
The final match to determine who will emerge victor and champion of the All Valley Under 18 Karate Championship.
No, I don't either. I don't care about his black belt.
Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that,
Lucency.
No mercy.
You think Wilson Contreras and Kyle Hendricks fight, Kyle Hendricks wins?
Yes.
I'm going Willie, and I think it's going to be over with very quickly.
I went out there and said, hey, first. And then he threw the first and we get it up.
Yo, saddle up, lock and load.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, new in the afternoons, 1 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Yes, we are. Thanks for being with us, McNeil and Parkins, on The Score. We've got a fun show today. It's flown by.
Yeah, it's just what the doctor ordered for me. I had kind of a weird afternoon and evening last night, to be honest. It wasn't my favorite day or evening of the year, but having some fun with guys you like hanging out with and they actually pay you to do it is pretty good.
Not a bad gig. We discussed the insane story that is David Bode. Jeff Passan was on the show. The new rules at the Oscars. They're having a new award. It's the Popcorn Oscar. The worst guy to golf with, because I'm playing with a stranger. And we did Can't Do It. But Mac,
that's a full house right there. Full house. And we have 55 minutes to go.
And I got some legitimate football thoughts for you. All right, I got two. So you tell me what you want. All right, I got two football things for you, so I know you'll be engaged. We also broke down Hard Knocks.
Yes, and we could do more if we have time. But
I got a trade thought for you. Okay, and a strategy thought for
okay,
you.
Okay, let's do the trades thought. Okay. The trade thought, because it's more. Well, it's not newsy, but maybe it is in some ways newsy.
All right.
Because, our guy isn't the only pissed off linebacker in the NFL.
That's right. Okay. So Mike Freeman, who is plugged in, he's a very sourced guy, especially on the player side of things. He's got a lot of player and agent sources from Bleacher Report, said today in his 10 points column that he would put it at a 30% chance that Khalil Mack gets traded from the Raiders. Says teams are absolutely calling them. The Raiders don't want to trade Khalil Mack, but Khalil Mack is legitimately angry at the Raiders, and they are at a huge contractual impasse.
Let me ask you this. He has how much time remaining on his contract? He has at least this year, might have another one after.
I believe it's this year, and then they
can
franchise tag him. He's in the fifth year. He's making $13 million-ish this year, but then obviously they could do the franchise tag game. So the Raiders, in theory, control his rights for two seasons at least, after this one, by way of the franchise tag. Khalil Mack is said to want a Von Miller-type contract.
Correct.
Which is a nine-figure deal, $19 million a season. He wants to be paid like a top-three defensive player in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Mack is arguably a top-three defensive player in the NFL.
Yes, he is.
Aaron Donald's probably the best with J.J. Watt's string of injuries. And then I think Khalil Mack is in the conversation for the second best defensive player in the NFL. Four straight years of double-digit sacks, three Pro Bowls in the last 4 years.
I think he's been terrific. He's the only reason to watch Raiders games this past year because offensively they were terrible. But as John Gruden said, I think it was the fourth day of the Khalil Mack holdout. We were a lousy defense with him last year.
Correct.
I love that. That's Gruden, man.
It's a great line from Gruden. But here's my question. Would you trade multiple first-round picks, because you don't have a second-round pick next year, if you were Ryan Pace for Khalil Mack, and then sign him to that massive deal? Because since you've got Trubisky on his rookie contract, in theory, this is your time to spend expensive dollars on non-quarterback positions, and it is so very clearly the top hole on this team, a true difference-making number one pass rusher. If the Raiders were open for business, and I told you.
Not for two ones.
It's two ones,
yeah.
And you've got to give him $19 million a year.
That's too much.
Okay.
You?
I think, here's why I think you have to consider it. You have to know how good Trubisky is. So I can't answer that question for you right now, but you give me this preseason, and you tell me Trubisky looks like he's ready to have a Jared Goff season. Doesn't need to be Carson Wentz. Doesn't need to be the MVP. You're telling me that he's ready to be a top half of the league quarterback? Yeah, I probably do. Because then your first round pick you're trading this year, if you can make the playoffs, so you can win 10 games, is in the 20s. And then you've got a legitimate defensive playmaker at every level of your defense, right? You've paid a lot of money in your secondary. You'd have Roquan Smith. You'd have Akeem Hicks. You'd have Leonard Floyd. You'd have Khalil Mack. You have your rebuilt offense, and you've got your quarterback on the cheap. He's in the athletic prime of his career. You pay him the big money. He's the most expensive player now on the Bears, and he's the best defensive player on the Bears. And I say, all right, let's go after it the next four seasons with Trubisky on a rookie contract. I'd have to think long and hard about it.
As much as I loved Khalil Mack coming out of college. I thought the Raiders made a great choice when they picked him. I like watching him play, but it rings all too familiar to me to something that happened in this town 9 years ago when the Bears parted with a couple of number one draft picks for a guy they thought was going to take them to a Super Bowl, and they missed. And that was a better team around him. I'm talking about Cutler. That team still had Brian Urlacher playing at a very high level, and Lance Briggs was still a part of it. They still had a lot of really, really good pieces that I don't see on this Bears team. I don't think they're that close to being among the elite in the NFC. If I did feel that way, I'd be inclined to gamble. But that defense didn't have a Pro Bowler on it last year.
Right. So
none of them have ever played in a Pro Bowl. That's what I meant to say. Not once.
Right. So you're saying if you're coming off a year where you had the 18th pick in the draft,
yes,
then okay. But legitimately this year, the Bears could have another top 10 pick.
I think there's a real good chance they will.
Even with Khalil Mack? Man, Khalil Mack makes this defense potentially great if Roquan Smith is good.
If Roquan Smith is here.
Yeah, some texters are saying trade Roquan Smith in a future first. Already ready to give up on Roquan Smith. I wouldn't do that because of how cheap he is. I don't think
Can you even trade him right now?
Oh, no, I guess you can't trade him until he
accrues. I don't think you can trade him now.
No, you're right. He's got to accrue the first season. Yeah, you're right. So it's a year. I think it's halfway through this year before you could even trade him.
I got to feel real good about my roster depth taking me deep into a playoff run before I'm ever willing to part with two number one draft picks. When you're this thin, that hurts.
And trading two number ones for a non-quarterback is really risky. But I would we feel the same way about Khalil Mack. Do you agree that he's great and he's exactly what the Bears are missing?
I think he's a big part of what they're missing. Yeah, defensively, yes. They lack a consistent pass rush presence. And I don't suspect that's changing even with a new and improved Leonard Floyd. I'm not a big Floyd guy.
Texters are saying, a texter writes in and says, they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year with Mack. Why spend picks and money this year when you can get him next year for just money? The Raiders are not going to just lose Khalil Mack
for
nothing.
They'll franchise him and pay him top five at his position.
Yeah, if they can't get a long-term deal done with him, they're going to keep Khalil Mack right there until they either trade him for a massive haul or they sign him to a massive contract. He's a top five defensive player in football.
Yes, he is.
So the guy's going to get paid one way or another. It's just there's been this huge impasse, and he thinks he deserves a deal before he has to play out the fifth-year option on his rookie contract, and he's got precedent in-house because of Derek Carr and Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
So you paid these guys,
yep,
and I'm better at my position than they are at theirs.
They play different positions, though, especially with Carr. You can't compare. That's apples to oranges. Linebackers aren't going to make quarterback money ever. Or anything close to it.
But he doesn't want Derek Carr
money. I know what you're saying. He wants to be paid among the best at his position. He's got a year left on his deal.
Right, but they paid Carr before he had that. They're same class, right? Khalil Mack and Derek Carr in the same draft class? The 2014 draft is a fun one to go back and look at. Go back and look at the...
Okay.
I'm gonna pull this up for you right now. The 2014 NFL draft, that is the Kyle Fuller draft for any Bears fan. That doesn't remember. You want some of the names in this draft?
Hit me.
You got 10 of the top 17 picks, Pro Bowlers already from 2014. Number one overall, Jadeveon Clowney. Number five overall, I'm just going to give you the Pro Bowlers first. Khalil Mack. Seven, Mike Evans. Nine, Anthony Barr. 11, Taylor Lewan from the Titans, who just signed a massive deal, all-pro tackle for the Titans. 12, Odell Beckham. 13, Aaron Donald. 15, Ryan Shazier. 16, Zach Martin. 17, C.J. Mosley. 10 of the top 17 Pro Bowlers, multiple-time All-Pros.
Aaron Donald went 13th.
One pick before Kyle Fuller at 14. It went, listen, you got three All-Pros that went in front of Kyle Fuller. Taylor Lewan, Odell Beckham, Aaron Donald, Kyle Fuller. All-pro tackle, all-pro wide receiver, all-pro nose tackle. That is a hell of a draft. And then later in the draft, you had Derek Carr at 36 overall. And ironically, from Hard Knocks last night, Jarvis Landry was in the second round. And
potty mouth.
Allen Robinson was in the second round
right.
of that draft, as was Devontae Adams. Hell of a draft.
That's a good draft.
If you look back at it, and just brutal for one of those guys falls instead of Kyle Fuller, the Bears have an all-pro at their position. So you're a no.
If I felt better about their team than I do, I'd still be reluctant to do it because two number ones, especially without having a second pick next year.
Correct.
That's that complicates it even more.
No, you're right. What if it was a one and a two? A one and a future two. So you're not close. Okay.
I don't think they're close.
Different conversation. I don't think Ryan Pace does it.
Well, no, it isn't a different conversation. If they were close, I'd be more inclined to take a gamble on Khalil Mack being the missing link. I don't think they're going to be close with him this year or the following year.
I don't think Ryan Pace does it because he just got this new lease on life with his new contract, so I don't think there's any reason for him to push his draft capital to the middle of the table and accelerate the timeline of when he'll be expected to win 10 or 11 damn games. But you add Khalil Mack to this defense, I really do think it's got the potential to be a top-five defense.
Well, it should be if you had Khalil Mack. Some people without Khalil Mack are talking about the Bears making that jump into the top five this year.
I know, but that's... This would legitimize it. The reason why there's optimism...
This would give those people an actual reason to feel that way.
Yeah. The reason for optimism for the Bears defense as it currently stands is basically continuity. Like, that's your argument. 10 of the 11 starters came back. The coaching staff is back. As of now, they're healthy. That's your argument because you don't have Roquan Smith. Add in Roquan Smith, and if he's great, we'll see. But right now, the argument, if you think the Bears defense is going to be top five, is they know the defense. That's
I just
it.
Hope they get Roquan Smith in before the end of next week.
I'll take the over.
Yeah, I probably would lean toward that, too. It does. They're not even talking, I heard today, on Mully and Haw. They're not even having conversations right now.
Too many people have reported from both sides of this that say that the side that they're reporting from is entrenched in their position. that it doesn't feel like, this feels like the Bears got sucked into a Joey Bosa situation. And it wasn't about Joey Bosa making demands.
Mm-hmm.
It was offset language in Joey Bosa's contract that they thought the Chargers were being unreasonable on. He missed the entire preseason, came back, hurt his hamstring, missed four games, and then was defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
This feels like CAA is making a stand against the Bears. And
they're
playing a game of chicken.
Yeah, they that's exactly what it is. They figure the Bears would be the one team that might acquiesce on this, and then they can hold that standard to everybody else when they do their next big contract with a first-year player.
Correct. That's the agency side. And for some reason, they see the mark at the table with the Bears. And people say, well, the reason's obvious. It's Ryan Pace. Yeah, maybe. We just don't know the full story. Maybe it's the guys negotiating the contracts. Maybe it's Ted Phillips. Maybe it's something in last year's rookie deal that they did. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea what it is that they see that makes them think, hey, we had 9 guys drafted in the first round. They've all signed except Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
We're going to make this example and case out of him and the Bears.
I did not expect to see people continuing to light bulbs on the Jay Cutler excuse tree, but an 815 texter did it, suggesting how quickly I have forgotten how awful the Bears offense was when Cutler was. Yeah, you're right. I forgot all about that. I don't remember any of that.
There's nothing.
Brandon Marshall.
There's nothing more baffling than the Jay Cutler apologists.
I'm shocked they're still out there.
It can't be that large of a percentage. I did this enough last year. Jay Cutler, last year, I said before the year, he's not an NFL quarterback. He could be a backup, but he doesn't want to be a backup, so he should be out of the league. And he was going to be out of the league, and then Ryan Tannehill got hurt.
That's right.
And that was the only place in the world that would have given him a starting job because he knew Adam Gase's offense. And now he's out of the league. Jay Cutler sucks now if it's to be a starter. If he was like, I want to play for $4 million and be your backup, want to sign Chase Daniels' contract,
right?
Sure. But the idea that Jay Cutler is a starting quarterback in the NFL in 2018 is an opinion that is totally devoid of fact. Honestly, it's impossible.
He could be the biggest disappointment in Chicago sports history in terms of a new acquisition amidst a career already in progress. So take a guy who
trade or free agency
via free agency or via trade who had some credentials and only to he won one playoff game. He did that. He beat the 7-9 Seahawks, right? I think that was the team that was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Congratulations, Cuddy. I gave up on his show after one viewing, by the way. That was all I needed.
Oh, very careful.
Yeah.
He has some
moments.
You
seen it?
Yeah.
Again?
No, well, I've seen 2 or 3 of them, but like bits and pieces. But my wife quit on it, and she likes reality TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the worst.
That's how you know it's bad.
And you don't get strapped to the chair with your eyelids peeled open, Clockwork Orange style, to watch it like you did The Bachelorette the other evening when you wanted to watch the Cubs and Royals?
No.
We never talked about that, by the way,
yesterday. Well, that's because...
Can't do it.
I need therapy for it.
There's no way you can do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
It is...
You don't need a therapy. You need a TV in your bedroom.
I know. It's just... Oh, the Xfinity app. I do it on the iPad. But it's just... She's like, why can't we watch this together? I watch all this stuff with you. I'm like, okay, God. It's so bad. And I really think that they steal money. I think the Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise franchise just steals hundreds of millions of dollars from ABC for ABC because it's got to be the cheapest programming in the world to do. The finale was 3 damn hours. 3 hours.
I can't lie, I kind of enjoyed it.
It's soul-sucking. And I watch because, you know, I enjoy staying married. But it is horrifying. The Bachelor.
So that was a condition in the prenup? You had to watch lousy TV shows with her?
The Bachelor, Eli, I can deal with. It's 30 girls going after one guy.
Oh,
I can deal with The Bachelor.
You pig.
It's just biology.
You're a pig.
In terms of what will appeal to me. Like, that's just, I can't apologize. The Bachelorette, these guys are such tools. Like, there's weeping and, like, the fake cattiness. It is.
Who's the dude that won? That guy is just a piece of trash because of, you know, his beliefs and
Garrett. Well, I don't know.
Garrett. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are his beliefs that make his behavior so detestable?
He's on the show. That's
I don't watch the show, so I don't know what that means necessarily. I know what the show is.
Just if you go on the show, you kind of suck.
You're a chotch.
You kind of suck as a person. And then, social media did the Josh Hader thing to him, except it was like 3 years ago, and he's a grown-ass adult. Like he's not the most evolved human being.
Mm-hmm.
And shockingly, he's on The Bachelorette. Yeah, it's the worst. People are texting in other suggestions there. We can go there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to take it in that direction. We somehow got to Jay Cutler. It was because of trading two number ones for Khalil Mack, and I still have such a bad taste in my mouth from the move Jerry Angelo made in March of 09. And I didn't like it at the time, either.
Yeah, but you'd pay Khalil Mack if you were the Raiders. You just wouldn't trade for him and pay him if you were the Bears.
And if I were Khalil Mack, I'd start seriously about thinking about that $800K he's going to lose if he misses three preseason games. $813,000.
He's so valuable to them, teams often give that back after you negotiate through a holdout. It's just they don't want bad blood with a superstar, and he's a superstar. So I'm always on the player side on those. Get your money. It's a dangerous game.
No question.
But, trust me, that's an expensive game of chicken when you're going up against a billionaire franchise and you're going to lose $800,000 a week. It's McNeil and Parkins on The Score.
I felt pretty comfortable.
The Bears continue their preparation for game one of the regular season. And here at The Score, we're continuing to report on their progress with breaking Bears news, injury updates, Mark Grody and Chris Emma's live reports from the practice field, and of course, our unmatched team of Bears experts. So keep it here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. The jury is still out on whether head coach Adam Gase can turn the Miami Dolphins into consistent winners. After going 10-6 his first year, he went 6-10 as an encore. A lot of that blame, though, falls on the fact that they lost starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill to an ACL injury before the season. His team's record aside, though, it's easy to applaud him for one thing: his stance on the player anthem controversy that has embroiled the game. He wants nothing to do with it. He just wants to be a football coach. He, like so many, are simply tired of consistently addressing it. This isn't a judgment on anything. The players have every right to do as they please, but Coach Gase also has the right and obligation to just do his job. Asking the same question again and again is lazy fishing for a headline. Gase isn't biting, and I don't blame him. I'm Tiki Barber.
Great news. There's a quick way that you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. A boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico can help you with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
The live show you just have to experience.
And a little bit of chicken.
Zach Brown Band. Down the Rabbit Hole, live, Saturday, August 11th, and Sunday, August 12th, Alpine Valley Music Theater. The multi-platinum, Grammy Award-winning, Zach Brown Band. Tickets are on sale now. Get access to preferred tickets with your city card. Tickets available at LiveNation.com. Zach Brown Band, in concert.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call the most honest and knowledgeable lender I know, Team Hochberg.
An insane spender of money. He would go into a Las Vegas shop and buy everything in the shop.
But he will help you with your money. Abby, a millennial, purchasing a home, so her father, Sal, recommended that she call Team Hochberg to get approved before speaking with a realtor. Instead, Abby consulted with her friends who've never purchased a home and applied for a mortgage online. Abby called her dad frustrated because the online lender wasn't responding to her emails, so Sal told her to stop messing around online and call Team Hochberg, the only lender he trusted to help his daughter. Team Hochberg approved Abby to purchase a home before speaking to a realtor, and Team Hochberg's real estate experts found Abby the perfect home. The internet's great for purchasing socks, shoes, and underpants, but not mortgages. If you're purchasing a home, call Team Hochberg now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. For straightforward, no BS advice, do what Tanny did and call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS number 19186.
How good is Quaker State Motor Oil? It's been called a leader in wear protection and the hardest working motor oil. Some say it works so hard it should carry a briefcase. Others call it so hard working that it could be your engine's employee of the month. The kind of hard work that puts in overtime hours and always responds to emails right away. But we just call it damn good oil. Head over to AutoZone for great deals on Quaker State.
Get everything to start the school year right with great deals at Meijer. This week, buy five and save $5 instantly when you stock up on family favorites, like General Mills cereal, only $1.88. Lay's Classic Potato Chips are just $1.79. Plus, school supplies from Five Star, Post-it, and more are buy one, get one 50% off. And Sundown Vitamins are buy one, get one free. Don't miss the Buy Five, Save Five sale and back to school deals at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals at Meijer.com.
People are unique. And no one knows this better than J.B. Smooth. I mean, why do you think some fellas are shaving with their Big Flex 3 while other guys stay smooth with the Big Flex 4 or the Flex 5? The human condition is very mysterious. Or is it? Because whether you like 3, 4, or 5 blades, with Big Flex, they're all flexible, adapting to the contours of your skin for a smooth, close shave. That's why millions of guys shave with the Big Flex. They know. It's no mystery. Smooth shave, smooth price. Big Flex.
Hey, Chicago. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I know I'll see different people all day, I'll wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I say, this is fun, what I mean is, this is awkward and I don't know how to express my feelings.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I've eaten more cookie dough in my life than baked cookies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Chicago, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the field against New York at 7:10 and against Kansas City at 7:15. Book your fantasy football draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, where there's Wi-Fi, wings, and beer. Plus, while supplies last, get a draft kit on them. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
After decades as a school principal, I'm something of an expert in the back-to-school jungle. And one thing I've observed is that in the wilds of the fourth grade, greatness reigns supreme. Take Charlie, for example. The new high and tight haircut he got at Great Clips has clearly scored points. And likes.
Hey, Coach Fitz and the Cats return to Ryan Field after a 10-win campaign last year, so don't miss out on matchups with Michigan, Notre Dame, and more. Season and single-game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. 15 minutes away from Transition with Shep, who will take you up to Cubs baseball and your shot at $1,000 in 15 minutes right here on The Score. So we both enjoyed Hard Knocks. last night?
I always do. I find inside football to be more often than not pretty entertaining. I like watching coaches, whether I know who the hell they are or not, work with young players and yell at them and make them feel small. That's what training camp is all about.
Jarvis Landry, new acquisition for the Browns, who, if Josh Gordon actually has his S together and is there, and he's not there right now, so that's very much in doubt, rooting very hard for that guy, he's incredible when he plays. Mm-hmm. So if Jarvis Landry can be the number two, that's a hell of a wide receiver core in theory. And then if Baker Mayfield's good, maybe they'll just maybe have something there.
Yeah, I'm laughing as you're setting up that scenario because I'm thinking about the way they described Gordon last night in narration, Leif Schreiber, what he said. When he's on the field, he's a monster. The problem is he's never on the field. Something to that effect.
Yes, exactly.
43 of 48 games he's missed.
A lot of it by his own doing, obviously.
My God.
But problems with addiction and an asinine rule for one-year bans for marijuana have worked against Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
So he's had...
He'll be here when he's ready, coach.
Exactly. And so I don't know what's going on right now. I heard Florio on with Dan Connor, and it was good stuff about how they're keeping him off the suspended list, and they're actually working in conjunction with the league, and he's been working in good faith. So I truly am rooting for Josh Gordon because he has had... remarkable games. He had a remarkable season. He had a 2,000-yard season. He had a 200-yard receiving game. He's a fantastic player. But all of that is to say, Jarvis Landry right now is the leader of that wide receiver room. And I don't know how you felt about this. We'll play it for the audience if they didn't hear it. But this speech to me felt like he was auditioning for a role in a movie more so than being a football player. But here's Jarvis Landry on Hard Knocks.
I don't know what the been going on here. And I don't know why it's been going on here, but this, if you're not hurt, like if your hamstring ain't falling off the bone, your leg ain't broke, I don't know, like you should be practicing, like straight up, like that is weakness, and that is contagious as and that ain't gonna be in this room, bro. That been here in the past, and that's why the past has been like it is, bro. That over with here, bro. If you gonna practice. You can't get no better. Ain't nobody gonna get better by being on the sideline if you ain't hurt. If you not hurt, you gotta practice. Because you make other work even harder. Now they had more chance of getting hurt because you don't want to practice. Because you being a straight up, man, that is real, bro. That's happening here. I'm just letting y'all niggas know that's happening here. I'm hurting, I'm tired just like everybody in this. But I ain't taking no days off because I can't be hurt that way. That gotta be the attitude and the mentality all the time. All that we don't feel no more. That exists. It's contagious, bro. Like, it's really contagious. It's contagious.
I counted 35 bleeps. Eli, you edited it. What was the number?
I had 34, but 34, 35.
34, 35.
You didn't miss one, did you? If you did, I didn't catch it.
You believe that to be a real thing, or is that because the Hard Knocks cameras are there?
I missed that portion of the show. To whom was he speaking?
The wide receiver room.
Okay. Everybody in the room.
Everybody in the room.
Entire wide receiving crew, veterans.
So it's the upper camera, like in the corner. So it's just a stationary camera. There's not a cameraman in there. So in theory, it's just coaches and players, and that's a normal wide receiver group meeting. Is that possibly real, that a player stands up in a team meeting? And
yeah, I think it is.
You do?
I think there are some players who believe in going 100%, 100% of the time. They're rare. Training camp, and he's a veteran player at this point in his career. Training camp is a necessary evil, but he feels that this club has been on cruise. And if you're really not hurt, you got no business not practicing. That's how you get to be 0-16, by having a bunch of candy asses in your room, and maybe he's trying to make an attempt to fire all those guys up.
I don't hate the message. I don't even hate the messenger. I've called Jarvis Landry.
You think it was for the cameras?
Exactly.
Okay.
I thought it was, I think Jarvis Landry, I was actually bummed he went to the Browns because I wanted to see him with a real quarterback. I think he's one of the most talented players in the league that was really stifled by an uncreative offense in Miami. He was only run out of the slot, and he had Ryan Tannehill, so he never had more than like 3 touchdowns in a year. He went to LSU and Odell Beckham and the highlight catches that he would make. Like I wanted to see him with a great quarterback.
Well, he's got Tyrod Taylor now to get him the ball, who I didn't think was a stiff when he played with the Bills. I think he's somewhat limited, but I think he's an acceptable quarterback.
Yeah, but the
He'll be there to take care of business until the number one pick is ready to play, and it may not even be all year.
Correct, but you understand, I wanted him to get an upgrade.
Yeah,
Tannehill to Tyrod is a small upgrade.
If even an upgrade.
Yeah.
An arm standpoint, it probably isn't.
Yeah, you're probably right. Tyrod's a really smart quarterback who never turns the ball over. So that's a valuable skill. And then they drafted Baker Mayfield. We'll see what that guy is and how quickly he plays.
You liking him so far?
Baker?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about so far. He was fine on Hard Knocks, and in college I have a bias against Big 12 quarterbacks. Almost none of them ever have been good in the NFL because of how bad the defenses are in the Big 12. But what he did against Georgia in that playoff game, I mean, he's a remarkable football player. And I thought that some of the criticism that came against him, like on draft day, about being a bad teammate and like you can't be that fired up, and he was being compared to Johnny Manziel because he played with emotion and was white. I'm like, he doesn't have a drug problem. Like, yeah, he did get arrested once on campus when he was drunk and he ran from the cop. Like, that obviously
who didn't do that in college though, at least once.
Correct. Like, he was caught on video. It was a bad look. He apologized. He did what he had to do. Like, you know, it's fine, whatever. I loved watching him in college, so I'm rooting for Baker Mayfield, but I have no idea if he'll be good in the pros.
Yeah, I'm eager to see episode number 2 next week, and I did miss some of it because I was in and out of consciousness. I got to watch the whole damn thing. I haven't been this excited about the Cleveland Browns since Sonny was trying to move up with Seattle to get the number one pick and maybe draft that superstar from Wisconsin, Bo Callahan, in draft day.
Well, it is draft day.
It is draft day, damn it. Yeah, this is the most juice.
Well, it is draft day.
Most juice I've had for the Browns since then. And what a draft they had.
it was something. Listen, I'm not a guy that believes it. Well, it's Cleveland, so they'll be bad forever. I can't believe Hugh Jackson was able to survive 1-31.
And you suspect he doesn't command total respect from the room when he's addressing his coaches.
You can't watch that thing last night and see Todd Haley interrupt him and have that criticism that Todd Haley had of like the team not being tough enough. He's new. Hugh Jackson's been there, and Hugh's like, well, it's my way. Like, air your grievances now. And then Todd Haley's, come on.
Yeah.
Todd Haley thinks he's going to be the interim coach in week 7. That's what he's
angling
for.
On the other hand, in a Hard Knocks season several years ago, Marvin Lewis of the Cincinnati Bengals comported himself in meetings with players and assistant coaches and anybody he dealt with like a guy who was in complete space command. He had his fingers on every button and knew every. And when was the last time Marvin Lewis and the Cincinnati Bengals did anything interesting in January? Never.
Yeah, never won a playoff game.
They don't win playoff games, and he's been there forever. But he looks the part on the show.
Listen, as much
as any head coach I've seen featured on that show, he looked the part, and he can't buy a January win.
Mac, the guy went 1-31 and kept his job.
I know.
I'm not judging this based off solely off Hard Knocks. Like, yeah, I think he's got a problem on his coaching staff off of the episode. The record is the
big lousy Hard Knocks performer. He'll never win. Joe Philbin I wrote off after Hard Knocks.
Sure.
No, Joe Philbin will never survive in this league as a head man. Master.
1-31 was the bigger problem that I had with Hugh than the 60 minutes on Hard Knocks.
And what's with the swim in Lake Erie in the springtime? I know the water temperature is still cold, but when he said he was going to go for a swim, I think everybody assumed a winless season means a swim after the winless season.
Correct. Yeah.
Not in April.
A little misleading.
Not
coach.
In May. Everybody was wearing shorts. The people who were spectating were wearing t-shirts.
How brave.
Yeah. The water temperature temperature probably was in the 50s, I'm guessing.
Yeah, not exactly the polar plunge, though.
Yeah, you could still get very sick. You can get hypothermia in water that temperature, probably. But
not if you're in and out.
Yeah. He did take the dive, though. He ran in and then dove and then got out. And...
Yeah, he's in and out. He's fine. Hugh, 1-31, keeping his job. That's my favorite storyline. I'm rooting for the chaos of coaches just interrupting him.
Yeah, yes, I am. I like him better as a head coach than I did Dennis Leary as a head coach.
Okay. We'll bring Shep in for Jaws review, whatever you old friends are going to do, and you're shot at $1,000 on the score.
It's contagious, bro. Like, it's really contagious. It's contagious.
And look who's coming up.
Transition with Nick Shepkowski, but before that, it's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is ocean. Text ocean, OCEAN, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is ocean to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text it to our score text line. Text OCEAN to 72881. What's up, Shep?
Couple things from today, and I didn't chime in on the golf conversation, but Waggle Guy is my guy that I cannot stand. If you're going to approach the ball, you don't have to stand over it for anything more than 5 or 6 seconds. Hit the damn ball.
For waggle, anyone who was not listening waggle, earlier, waggle. This was if you're playing with a stranger, who's the worst stranger to play with? Is it rules guy? Is it bad slow guy? Is it temper tantrum guy? Is it look for the lost ball for an hour guy? Waggle guy was not suggested. That's a good one.
Waggle guy just drives you crazy because it's like, all right, this time he's going to – nope. It's got to rework the swing, go through all the motions for another 12, 15 seconds. This time he's going to – oh, nope. Nope, still not hitting, still looking at the ball, and we're still standing here waiting, waiting, waiting.
We didn't cover everything we could have.
Oh, no, there's hundreds
there,
of them.
There are the guys in this. I am always mindful of the group playing behind me, and after I hit the shot, if I'm last one who's away, I don't even put the damn club back in the bag. I get in the cart and drive away so they can hit.
Sure.
I got guys who will hit it. Then they'll stand there talking about it, you know. One of the guys in my disintegrating fantasy football league is like that. He'll be on the cell phone after hitting a shot, and there's four guys standing there, been waiting at their ball.
You got to be courteous on a golf course and also aware. Like you said earlier about if the guy's away, it doesn't have to be if we're playing and it's a bunch of 90s golfers out there. All right, I'm 30 feet away, but I just got out of the bunker. So technically I'm away, but I got to rake first. But you're 20 feet away. You can putt first. That's okay.
It should never be a fitness proposition, running to your ball because you're still away. All right, I'm going to rake real fast. No, never. Never, never.
What else you got?
I have that. And then, let's see. Golf guy. I will say this.
I got a couple things from the show.
Golfing with Mac is I used to be super competitive. I mean, just, oh, I can't figure this game out. This game sucks, and be frustrated off the first tee box through all 18 holes. Like, I don't know if it was the curving Friar day. I don't know what day it was of just relaxing and hit the thing. And as long as it goes forward, I don't care where it goes. As long as it moves forward a decent amount of yards, I don't care what direction it goes. As long as we're going forward, we're okay because we're closer to the finish than we are to the start.
If we go to spring training next February or March, we'll have to hit my place. And I think it's something to do with the air at Eagle Mountain, just on the other side of Scottsdale. It's because and we weren't having any intoxicants on that.
No, none.
But it's just something
we
about
just had your
that
guy, Larry.
Golf course.
Dan, yes. Dan, you hit that ball a mile, Dan.
Hey, Dan. Never been called that in my life. Why are you calling me Dan?
Dan, you remember 1974, Dan?
Just something about being in Arizona in March. The air is intoxicating. The scenery is all by itself. And the course that we played, Eagle Mountain, is really high handicapper friendly. There are arched fairways on the sides of the fairways. The hills slope down toward the fairway.
Yeah, it's great.
So you're going to get a lot of
it's like a half pipe fairway.
Very nice bounces that bring you back into play if you're all over the place.
Playing at altitude is fun.
Yes, it is.
You know, have you ever played Colorado, like even higher than there?
No, Arizona is the highest place I've played golf, and the longest measured 3-iron of my life was in Arizona, 273 yards.
That's a monster.
That's thin air. That's not my typical 3-iron. Usually I don't hit it more than 220.
Oh, no, I know, but that's the thing. I mean, it's legitimately can be 50 added yards onto those long clubs.
On 17 at Eagle Mountain, I said, all right, I'm not counting this one. I'm just going to swing as hard as I can and do a Jim Tomey and see if I can get the green. It's like 315 to the green. I just left it off the apron. Just missed it. So I said, you know, since it's straight, I'm going to keep that one.
Yeah, of course.
Since it's straight,
ish.
Swing out of my shoes doing my Jim Tomey.
Ish.
Yeah. There was that, and then the Cutler conversation about the television show. I was all excited after one episode. I made it through about 3/4 of the second, and I haven't watched a second since.
Yeah, I heard this last one was maybe the best because it had the most cutty time.
Talked about having a vasectomy or possibly having a vasectomy.
And Kristen talked about his improvement in the field of...
Oh,
say
yeah.
it!
You know, orally gifted.
He was struggling with that?
Evidently. But he
was
read...
he mumbling when he did the alphabet?
He read an article that,
you know,
that gave
him
tips.
You know, a little boring down here. Not to interest you.
Whatever.
Yeah, not a lot of effort was being given, and he's apparently improved that in retirement, and Kristen was very appreciative of that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Actually, good for her, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mutually beneficial. So I'm like, okay, I get it. People are doing recaps of this, so I don't feel like I need to watch or waste an hour of my week to actually watch the show.
I got to find something on television, though. In lieu of a movie industry giving us good stuff week after, hell, I'd settle for a half a dozen of them in a half of a year, which is where we're at, more than 7 months into the year. And I started with Sharp Objects because Sherry and I both are huge Amy Adams fans. We watched episode one, and I haven't been back to it. It did. And I liked episode one. It was a very dark role for her. It was a departure for Amy Adams.
It's a wildly dark show. I'm up to date with. Actually, I'm one episode behind on it. The only thing I don't love is that I don't love any of the show because it's so dark and kind of depressing, but it jumps around quite a bit with quick cuts. Like, so you don't like flashback and then get 2 minutes there. So it's kind of disorienting. I'm like, is this present day? Is this past tense? It's a little hard to follow at times, but
I shut it down.
It's a good show. You should watch Billions, Succession. Like, Succession is a really good show that just had its first season on HBO.
Okay, I'm told Patrick Melrose is in my wheelhouse, too.
Patrick Melrose?
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch plays a really messed up addict.
Never seen that show, actually. I am not familiar.
It was one of those six or seven episodes.
Like a miniseries?
Yeah,
but I've tried to get you on one of these shows, like... You spend enough time watching movies, you rewatch movies for the 100th time.
I know.
Watch a new show.
You're right. I should. Having said that, I'll take home draft day now that I have a copy of it in front of me.
Well, it is draft day.
It is always draft day. What are you doing until the Cubs get this sweep over the Royals?
Well, that's exactly what we're going to discuss. Cubs have potential to go 5-2 in this 7-game stretch against awfulness. And despite how ugly the weekend was, you walk out 5-2 on that. And things all of a sudden look a little bit better than they did on Sunday afternoon. So going to replay a little bit of Brian Kenny from yesterday, Jeff Passan from today, some national looks at the Cubs, breaking down how they've been to this point, how they may be come NL playoffs, and have some reaction to that as well.
And no mention of the Brewers being 2.5 games behind because it's not important. See, that's it. You take a stand, Chip. Dig those heels in.
Like, I don't. All right, shake me, wake me when it's September 15th or so. As long as the Cubs aren't like 5.5 out or out of this thing, then I just can't find worry about what Milwaukee's doing when you're far from perfect or far from playing well yourself.
You just get so mad about it.
My God, the Brewers. Cool, the Brewers. Congrats. Wake me in September.
They were literally tied in the division when he had this take. It was incredible.
What, do you get a pennant? Do they raise a banner? Do you hold a parade on Michigan Avenue when you're leading on August 1st?
No, but you are going to be walking naked down Michigan Avenue if the Red Sox win. They're on pace for 113 wins.
Yeah. Congrats to them.
Banana hammock time.
113 wins. Do they hang a pennant for that in Boston? They celebrate those?
No,
I know
they
took them a while to win a championship. Do they celebrate that if they don't win at all?
It is fun to watch it, though, when it's your team. If your team is that good.
No doubt about it. I'm not a fan of a team that is that good this season.
Enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Thank you.
My man.
Thank you.
Extended weekend for Shep. Eli, great job sitting in for Tanny. Jeff Passan was on the show today. That was our only guest.
Yeah, we had Jeff Passan today. We'll do a little bit of conversation regarding the Bears scrimmage with the Bengals. My guy, Jay Hilgenberg, 7-time Pro Bowl Bears center among our guests.
Jason Stark will be on the show tomorrow as well. For Dan McNeil, I'm Danny Parkins. We're McNeil and Parkins. He's Nick Shepkowski. He's up next. This is The Score.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.